Well, good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, the first question is, did you get that puppy for Christmas? Hopefully not on Christmas Day. If you've been listening to me, you know that's not my favorite time to have a puppy show up. If you did get a puppy, hopefully before or after Christmas Day, first thing you need to do is worry about his vaccination program. We recommend that you vaccinate puppies at 6 weeks, 10 weeks, and 14 weeks of age. What we run into in our office oftentimes is someone will bring a puppy in for something other than a first puppy check, and they will tell me that, oh, it's had all of its shots, and it's 8 weeks old. Well, if it's 8 weeks old, it has not had all of its shots. So what I want to know from you is, when you purchase a puppy or get a puppy, what vaccinations actually have been given? All of the vaccines on the market now have tear-off labels, and most breeders will tear that label off and put it on a piece of paper or some kind of identification, a card, a 3x5 card, and that tells me exactly what's been done. So if that happens in your house, be sure you bring that piece of paper with me. The other thing I hear, unfortunately, is, oh, I got that, but I forgot to bring it. Well, you know what? It really helps if I know what's been done. So 6, 10, and 14 weeks for normal vaccinations. A couple 3 weeks after that, we do rabies. It takes about 4 months for everything to get done. So be sure you call us when you get that new puppy and ask us what needs to happen next. One of the things that we always worry about in new puppies is the problem with worms. National average is that 85% of all puppies born in the United States are actually born with worms. That's pretty sad, really, but it's a fact. If you have small children, and we lovingly refer to them the hand-to-mouth group, 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds, where they pick up the puppy and then put their hands in their mouth without washing their hands, this can be a problem for your children as well as your puppy. Always tell us if it's had any deworming done also, and that should be on that little card they give you. And if it hasn't, we definitely need to deworm them. As soon as this puppy is old enough, we start them on heartworm control. The next thing, they have to be 9 weeks before you can do flea and tick control. This time of year, if your puppy doesn't come with fleas and you get them in your house, flea control is pretty simple. It's pretty cold outside, and the fleas don't do well in sub-zero temperatures. I doubt seriously there's any fleas left in your grass in your yard. They might be on the squirrels that are in the trees, but they're not in your yard right now. One of the things we always have to talk to people about is potty training dogs. I have 3 rules for potty training, and they're pretty simple. First one is, if he goes outside and goes to the potty, when you want him to, oh, praise him. Tell him he's the best dog in the whole wide world. And use words that mean things, like good, potty, outside, so that good and potty and outside all get into the same sentence. That'll help your puppy understand that it's okay to go to the bathroom out here. The second rule that I have is, if he goes to the bathroom in the house and you do not see him, go clean it up. Don't show it to your puppy. Your puppy just thinks you're stupid. They goes, I left it there. What are you showing it to me for? I know what it is. You don't want your puppy to get a bad impression of you as an owner, so don't do anything, just go clean it up. The third one is the most fun, but everybody in the house has to be aware of it. If, in fact, you see your puppy going, I want you to come unglued. I want you to scream, hey! You know, that kind of thing will get their attention, just like that probably got your attention this morning. Do something really wild. Stomp your feet, wave your arms. If you happen to have a newspaper or magazine in your hand, throw it at them. Go pick up your puppy and take him outside, and on the way out, use that voice that you use when you call the kids by all 3 names. That's the voice you want to use because he's got to know that what he did was absolutely wrong and he can't do it again. So potty training becomes very, very important. One of the things that you need to start looking at is obedience training. Iowa Western Community College has 3 places that you can have obedience training done. Our closest one here is probably at Harlan. They have them in Council Bluffs and at Clarinda, I believe, too. I happen to like the lady who does them at Harlan. She does an excellent job, and I would recommend you go up there. It's relatively cheap. I don't know. It's in the brochure that just came out, I think, last week. So look under dog training, and they're all there. If you can't find that, call our office. We're always happy to help you out. Last thing we're going to talk about today is identifying your dog. 3 ways you can do that. If you come out, we'll give you a collar tag. That's one way. Second way is tattooing, which we do not do at our office. Third is microchipping. Microchipping is the only really good, permanent, legally binding way to tell that your dog is really yours. That sounds strange. You can take a picture of your dog and say, that's my dog. You can call your dog and he comes to you, you proves that he's your dog. In the court of law, however, none of those things matter. What you need to do is microchip your animal. Microchipping costs you $40. That includes microchipping and registering with a national database in our office. We encourage you to do that. I think it's a great thing to do to keep your puppy safe. If someone steals it or if he gets lost, there's a way he's going to get back to you. This is Dr. Leonard from the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street. Give us a call at our familiar number, 243-2121, if you have any questions. Thank you and see you next week.